Dolls.
Well,
we're back.
New candle burning.
Santal, I found it in a unopened in a drawer, which is the best way to discover that you have a diptyque candle.
That's
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's like finding a $20 bill on the ground.
I know. It was a great find.
That's good omen. Did you go? I got a truckload of candles last night.
Did you? You collected. Mm-hmm. This has been a good candle week for you.
Laura and I have new scents.
We certainly do.
We went for my birthday. Simon took us to a scent bar in the valley, a few friends. And we crafted our own signature scent.
Yeah, it
was
really fun.
With the help of two witchy icons. And it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy with yours?
I am. I want to tweak it some more because I'm like, I don't know. I feel like something like that takes me a really long time. And I felt like I was running out of time at the end and we had to go. So I didn't get the chance to like fully get to a place of obsession.
You weren't like marinating in it.
No, I'm not quite there. But the good news is we can tweak, but I'm glad that you, the birthday boy, got an obsessed scent.
But I'm in a place of maybe needing to tweak.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What's coming up for you?
I don't know. I think because I'm like still in my rose addiction, I was like, does this need some hint of rose? Amidst the smoke.
I don't think it does.
But then I was like,
don't you have enough rose in your life? Perfume-wise? Scent-wise?
Never enough rose.
Really?
But I felt... it felt necessary to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy. I love it. I'm just like, is it me? But I think it might be.
I think it's very you.
Yeah.
I liked it. Like, I felt like it felt very complete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking mine needs like a hint of spiciness somehow.
Mm.
Like it's like...
yours is very clean.
It's less clean because we took out some notes of
it. Okay.
But yeah, anyways, it's a fun process. You guys should go if you're in LA.
It's called Clean Bar. It's in the Valley.
Clean with a K.
Incredible place.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out if you live locally.
And yeah.
It was a fun day.
It was a fun day. I loved Simon's scent.
I know.
He made like a tomato leaf vibe that was really chic.
I've never smelled that exact, like, it's very different for him, but it fits him perfectly.
Yeah. And I just love tomato candles. Like, that's like a passion of mine. So, and then it just got me back into like candle mode. And I found this like Santal, and then I was like, "That's a girlfriend, no, you're on fire."
Yeah.
Yeah.
This girl is on fire. Truly.
But it's all fucking happening.
That is the best. I've literally, that is like a treasure.
I know, because I moved candles from like one storage space to another and then forgot that I had like a drawer of candles that were like only a little bit burn and then a brand new candle. So
perfect.
Yeah. I'm candle rich.
You are.
And it feels good.
You're wealthy.
It's a safe place to be.
You're
when
living...
you were candle stocked and you know that like when one expensive candle burns, you have another one to light immediately.
Yeah.
And you can keep the fire going.
In your bunker, you will need candles.
Well, I would argue actually you don't, because the bunker, you want your air to be clean.
Oh, that's true.
I'm unfortunately in like a post-apocalyptic nuclear holocaust. I don't think candles have a place in that world.
You don't know.
I think they will have melted.
Well.
And I think.
What if you, what if in like the midst of nuclear winter, you just were like going through stuff and you found.
You find an unopened diptyque. You're lucky.
You go. You go, girl.
You go, girl. That's, it becomes worth $1 million.
I know. You'd have to like, it's like Mad
Max. You need to find like an incredibly desperate gay who's willing to like truly trade everything he owns. And then you have to trade it. You don't get to light that candle as badly as you want to. A pristine, unopened diptyque in the nuclear holocaust is literally worth like 10 horses.
What if you, what if you go full Furiosa with like diptyque candle?
I would go, okay.
I'm Furiosa.
The fucking nukes hit. Once I crawl out of the rubble, I strap Tony to my back.
You have one arm.
I have one arm. I've tourniqueted it. I've hitched like a fucking rake onto my stump. And I crawl to delirium where I load up with as many expensive candles.
Somehow delirium didn't get hit.
Delirium, things have melted. It's kind of one big wax pile. But in the midst of it, I get all the diptyques and Trudons I can. And then I hit the fucking road.
You're the last person on earth with a Trudon supply.
I venture into, I don't know if like Boys Town WeHo gays are my target audience. I venture to the east side where I try and find the most desperate candle gay I can and begin the trades.
You need like a Beechwood gay or like a Los Feliz.
Too far up the hill.
No.
I think I gotta, I don't.
You got to go down.
I got to just go parallel, but also, and I got to head east because I need to get to OKC, I think.
You got to also dodge like mutant coyotes.
Yeah, so I'm headed east. I can't go west. I'm not headed north. I'm headed truly, I'm just hitting the 10. So along the way.
Yeah, I see you on the road at one point and I go, where are you headed? And you go, you take your rake and you rake your bang over and you go, head east.
East.
And I go, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Due east. And then you go.
And I'm trading candles for like canned food.
Gun.
A gun for sure.
A sword.
A saber.
Like a machete.
And a horse. I'm just trying to find a horse.
You galloping to Oklahoma. Incredible.
And with Tony on my back. But Tony's strapped to me like a baby Bjorn.
Mm-hmm.
He's unscathed. Completely beautiful.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I have to trade for Tony food.
He has no radiation sickness.
If I have to eat a dog along the way that's not him, I'll do it.
As long as it's not Mango.
No, I would never.
It has to be like a...
I'm not going
to
eat a dog I know. It's going to be a dog like Graham or Hippie. It's going to be a dog that everyone agrees.
Kingsley.
We can go. Yeah.
Kingsley. Kingsley, come here. Speaking of Oklahoma, I was watching this show on HBO Max called The Sympathizer. Have you seen?
Oh, yeah.
It's actually really cool. It's about like Vietnam and communist spies, but there's a part where he's at like a military base.
Tinker?
In Oklahoma. I don't know where.
Cool.
It was cool. You might like it.
Many such bases.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All your base.
Get all your bases covered. Well, that's great. The other great news is that Something About Her is opening.
Finally.
In May. May 22nd, so they say. Saw will finally grace us all the work that Katie Maloney has put into manifesting a sandwich shop for herself will come to fruition.
All the work we've put into it.
All the free marketing, the thousands and thousands of dollars of free marketing we've done for...
We're going.
Oh, yeah.
We're like...
I already have like a plan in place that I need to loop you into.
Okay.
Should you be on board, I think it's going to be a great way to experience Saw.
I'm on board.
Okay, great.
Without knowing.
I'll hold you to that.
I will. Girl.
Sheena.
I would not mess up Saw.
You wouldn't mess up Saw?
No.
Okay, good to know. Sheena's song/video for
has
her hit. Good as Gold screamo has hit the internet airwaves.
And true scene stealer, Logan.
I know. Featuring and the Logan.
Logan Cochran. There's a kind of narrative at play in the video. Sort of like he's like disciplining the band. There's lots of things happening. There's gay baiting. There's like emo boys. Sheena has like an army of emo boys that are the band, and she's walking down the street with them in tow. And it's, for some reason, I screamed when I saw that.
It was incredibly comical,
yeah.
But unintentionally so,
yeah.
Which is the sweet spot for Shishu. I'm, though, not clear on what these men did to earn the right to sing Good as Gold. And not only sing it, but sing the majority of it on this particular track.
And get to shoot it in Tom Tom and like get to just have like everything sort of there for them.
Like, I thought that screamo version was just Sheena doing a screamo version, and then maybe these guys would come in on the chorus as, like, a backup element. I did not think that, like, she would pass the torch to them and say, I'll be the backup for you singing my song.
Yeah, that was, I had the same sort of confusion over that.
I would have advised her to think again.
As her publicist or manager, I'd be like, I think it's you who should be the center of this.
Yeah.
And have men be lower than you.
You're the star, babe.
You're the star.
This is your track.
Yeah.
I'm just sensing a pattern right now, and especially in this episode of VPR, of like women really disempowering themselves when it comes to the men in their lives.
Are we back to square one?
We're like slouching towards square one with this crew, and I think the Sheena Good as Gold screamo video unfortunately falls into that category as well. And to that I say, girl, you're better than this.
Yeah, I was a little gooped and gagged by the just the kind of kitschy feel of it, and like Tom getting the drink thrown in his face.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, why is he in this?
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
There are many things I don't understand.
Why him and his caramel hair?
Yeah, his like, butter hair.
He doesn't deserve to be in this.
No.
This is not for him.
Maybe he said, I need to be in it because it's at Tom Tom.
And they were like, sure.
And they're like, fine.
Fine. Wasn't the Vanderpump people in a video for Best Coast?
I think so, yeah.
So they've been video vixens before.
Mm-hmm. They've joined the ranks of some of the greats who have done music videos.
I wonder where she is.
Right here.
Right here.
Right here, right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Also throwing a drink in someone's face.
That's right.
I know.
Freckle or busy?
No. Another lady.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They should have Freckle in... They should have had Freckle in this video.
They should cast Freckle in the Valley. That's what the Valley really needs.
Someone
is
who
Freckle.
Has no idea about any of
any
the...
of these people are, has never met them, can't even really remember their names. Freckle, also, I'm pretty sure there's a deep cut Sexy Unique podcast episode featuring Freckle. I made Freckle watch an episode of Vanderpump Rules and comment on it.
And
so you guys should go back and listen to that.
She had great commentary.
She's an incredible, an incredible witness. I love getting people who've never seen it to like weigh in on what they think is going on.
I love a witness.
She bore witness.
Yeah.
But I say cast Freckle in the Valley and just see what happens.
Jax and Freckle together?
I think that they would honestly be like a power
duo.
They
hit it off.
I think Freckle could really empower Brittany as well.
Mm-hmm.
Freckle would be good at like weeding out the weakest links and then like empowering those who need to rise.
They need a muse on the show.
Freckle and Kristen, I think, would fight a lot.
They would be
I think they would have a rocky road to, like, they would be enemies.
But eventually get to some sort of solace.
Like a peaceful place.
Brittany is definitely on the brim, but she, so she needs, like, they just need, they need an oracle to come on the show and just, like, a non-binary oracle to just, like, mix things up. Mm-hmm. I really think that power would do everyone really well on the show.
It would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other news, Stassi has another fucking book coming out.
Are you fucking kidding?
I'm not kidding.
What is it called?
It's called You Can't Have It All. It's, well, called...
She certainly can, because despite everything, she...
Well, she can't, because she can't be Nazi chic. So she can't have it all.
People were...
Her book is called You Can't Be Nazi Chic. Turns out...
I'm still... You showing me that the other week was like a new part of my life opened up. Like, I've never been... I have that picture of Kristen, just the screenshot of her face saved on my phone.
Of Tupac chic.
And you see Rachel just being like...
Rachel's little... Her entire life is flashing in front of her eyes. She's dissociating in like a Parisian bathroom.
What is the synopsis of this little book of essays?
It's just, you can't have it all.
Okay.
It's literally like, you think you can, but you can't. And like, let go of the, like, don't stop trying to be perfect or something like that.
Off with my heads.
Off with my fucking head.
Off with my fucking head. It will be a New York Times bestseller.
It will be. She'll get, like, probably already is.
Yeah, she's like number 3 on the bestseller list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her editors.
It's just what the world needs.
Good for her publisher. Yeah.
Great. I'm sure it is good for them.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why they're doing it.
I'm watching. I got to the part in the Vanderpump rewatch where Stassi is on her first book and she has an interview with her editors. And she's like, can I get an extension? Because I want to go to Mexico. And they were like, sure. She goes, great. Thank you so much. Incredible.
I love that.
And then she does a reading at Tom Tom.
It's kind of cool because...
Oh, I think it's such a great scam.
She doesn't even write them. Like, I'm pretty sure she has a ghost. So, like, any sort of setup like that where you're, like, talking about, like, doing a FaceTime with your publishers is truly just, like, produced. You're in the seasons where they were, like, let's come up with fictional scenarios and film them.
Yeah, and just, like, the...
What are you, in season 8
now? Season 8, and there's, like, there was a whole, like, Stassi video game part or a comic book part where, like, animated her and Tom... I was just, like, I can't. Where Tom Sandoval sends her that, like, very aggro text at 3 a.m.,
Oh, about like her at Tom Tom or something.
It was a little scary.
He's a scary man.
And she was freaked out by him.
She always kind of knew. We have to give her props.
She had his number.
She did have his number.
He's a psycho.
He is.
Him just being... I'm on where Schwartz is seeming reasonable next to him.
That's always a red flag.
Yeah. And then I just got to the famous part in my book where Lisa says, are you depressed?
Darling, are you depressed? Ariana. That changed me on an epigenetic level when she said that. That was actually, like, groundbreaking.
She went, are you depressed? It's like, she's like, Ariana says, there was 4 days where I didn't leave my bed, and I'm very upset. And she goes,
what's she upset about?
She just has depression. I think she felt
life.
I think she felt, like, unconsciously, I'm with this guy. Two, she said, I have these two big life goals in my head, writing a book and moving into a house. She gets both. And she's sort of feeling like, is that all there is?
She spiritually had to go through that in order to get where she is now.
But Lisa, after she basically is like, I'm confirming I have moderate to severe depression, Lisa goes, are you depressed?
Darling, are you depressed?
What? This was Lisa's kind of...
This was the first Nana. This was the first Nana moment that I really like took notice of.
Sheena, Brett is new Brett waiter. Sheena is in it.
I swear to God, it's like they're literally just like they're doing like a demolition on this apartment. You're gonna hear this apartment just start to crumble and the ceiling falls in like mid podcast.
The city's coming in.
They're about to just open the door and blow me with a leaf blower.
What if it's literally like Leatherface coming in with, he just comes to the window and he chainsaws.
He kills us both. That would be kind of iconic.
And steals
it's
Tony.
It's a sexy, unique snuff film where we both get fucking chainsawed to death.
We'd have the most views of our lifetime.
Honestly, if that happens, someone before you even begin to clean up the body parts, someone get the computer to Ness.
Yeah.
Just get the file. Just get the file. Upload it to the Google Drive. That's first things first. That's in my will.
If we get chainsawed.
If I die mid-pod, just please upload it to the drive.
But Sheena is like fully leading into just being completely like unhinged.
Producers are like,
she's so mean
every
to Dana.
Time she likes a guy, they're like, so you like him. You should talk about it. Maybe even more. I'll bet he likes you a lot. How do you feel about him? What would you do for him?
The best was when she was like, she confronts Max about, because he is spreading that she's boy crazy and that she like made him uncomfortable. And she goes, interesting. And she goes through their text combos and she reads like 40 texts from him being like, you're so amazing, girl. I just love you so much. And he goes, no. And then she starts reading them and he goes, and she... And I went,
she got his ass.
Yeah. If you do not try with her because she has the receipts laminated.
She has
the receipts.
She has your location.
She has a binder
she
full
will
of them.
Simply not let you get away with that.
Interesting.
She's interesting. That sounds like some shenanigans. Yeah. And then goes into her files and pulls out the chart and reads your chart.
He had no choice
he was
but
silenced.
To bow. Yeah.
I would watch a show where Sheena silences men.
It's called The Silencing. But it's good to see. I'm enjoying season 8 more than I remembered.
I love that. I still haven't delved back in.
I'm going to skip the COVID season.
Which one is that?
Season 9.
Oh yeah, that was truly the most bleak season of all. That's when I questioned everything.
You were like,
I jumped ship.
You went, is that all there is?
Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend.
Man, let's
I was waltzing alone in my apartment.
We were all waltzing alone.
Yeah, it was the last waltz for reals.
Christopher Waltz.
Christoph Waltz. Should we get into
VPR?
Yeah.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy, Unique
Podcast.
Waltz. Christoph Waltz.
Pump it! Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling
you. Like I'm feeling you. I want to go to whatever non-liquor store. Lala.
Yeah, where the fuck was this?
We got to Google it.
It looks great.
I love a mocktail. I love a non-alcoholic beer.
I have not done the beer yet, but I've... Like, I had a non-alcoholic Negroni on Sunday.
I love that. Are you afraid that your beer, you're going to go back, you're going to slide back into a life of alcoholism?
No.
Do you feel like it's cheating?
No. I'm like, not ready yet for some reason. But I do like I love a mocktail. Because I'm like, my go-to is always a Shirley Temple or Diet Coke. But I'm like, why don't I just lean into it and just kind of... treat myself a little to like a hint.
I love a festive mocktail. I love paying $18 for a festive alcohol-free mocktail.
Well, that's why I like Gia, that drink, because there's this one that's like cayenne and it's really spicy and it tastes like you're drinking a cocktail. But it's simply not.
We did a taste test of a bunch of non-alcoholic beverages on Too Niche. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the best ones, in my opinion, were Dissois.
Dissois.
Katy Perry's brand. It was
She's
a shocker.
In hot water right now.
Really? Why?
Because Elon Musk sent her a Cybertruck. Everyone's
mad.
Everyone's trolling her.
Why are you so mad if people get free things?
Yeah.
They're just mad that they don't have a Cybertruck. I would literally, if Elon Musk messaged me and said, girl, I want to send you a Cybertruck, I'd say, my address is blah, 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 blah. Thank you so much.
It's very jarring to see one in the wild.
I still haven't seen one.
Oh, if you go down like Crescent Heights or Fairfax, there's a chance you'll see a Cybertruck.
Okay, I love that.
They're out and about.
My eyes are peeled. No, I would gladly have one for free.
It's sort of like seeing.
Why are people so mad at them? Because they're kind of ugly.
People just hate Elon.
Okay. Shouldn't you be glad that people are driving an electric car?
Yeah. I don't really give a fuck.
I don't give a rat's
ass. And they are kind of like future. They're very like, it's very cyberpunk looking. Like it's very like hacker/demolition man.
It's Lego. It's like Lego, like LARP.
It's just funny to see like Lady Gaga stepping out of a Cybertruck at
chic.
A gas station.
It looked really chic. It paired well with her vibe. I think like a bleach blonde hair and a Cybertruck is the move. I think if you get a Cybertruck, you have to go full bleach.
You gotta go a little goth. A little health goth.
You would go goth?
Yeah.
I would go bleach.
Like, no, but you can have bleached hair with goth clothes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think, but it is funny. It's kind of like an Angeline sighting where it's like you kind of just have to not seek it and you will see Angeline. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
She will come to you.
Yeah, or like when I had that rash of seeing Jax everywhere.
That was your Cybertruck.
Where I literally went, I wonder when we'll see him again. And then he was there. But that was weird. Mm-hmm. That was like,
intuited him.
Yeah.
Summoned him.
When
you're seeing Jax everywhere, you're actually summoning him. And you need to examine what's going on in your life that you're summoning him into your realm.
It's kind of like the necromancer from Evil Dead. Jax is very heavily featured in this episode.
I know. It was good to see him again.
I know.
I need him back in the mix on this crew.
I liked seeing Brittany with Sheena. Like, I crave them back a little.
Yeah. Katie's spraying flowers.
She goes, what? She goes, oh, it's time to hydrate.
Oh, these flowers. I must spray them.
She goes, good morning, flowers. Would you like some water?
How are you?
How are you?
I'm feeling well.
I also like Lala's brother.
Me too.
Easton?
Yeah.
Sweetie. Salt Lake Sweetie.
Ariana's FaceTiming her...
man.
Rebound. Meanwhile, at Casa de Jet Fuel.
I did like that she was like, oh my god, I hear footsteps. I mean, that's kind of funny. Like,
I know, but I'm just like, this is another one where I was like, girl, you're disempowering yourself. Like, you may think that you need this and you want this, but I'm here to tell you what's best for you, and it's not this.
As a viewer, I'm telling you.
As a viewer and a longtime fan and kind of an anthropological expert on this show and these people's lives, as someone who knows them all better than they know themselves, I'm here to tell you, you don't need this man.
No.
End it. You can do this alone. That's my advice to many people on this episode.
Many such people.
Many such people.
Many such women.
So if a plane flies overhead and like dumps the contents of its toilets out on James and Allie's backyard.
In like a frozen block. Frozen,
a frozen block altitude of turd and blue toilet
ew.
Juice plops into their pool.
That's happened before.
I'm sure it has.
Jax comes over. James is in the garage making beats.
Because I'm working on a sick beat. And he like plays something that's like do 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 do, and he goes, "Dan, I feel the drop will be right there." And Allie goes, "Oh, cool."
Allie goes, "Wow, this is great." And then Jax comes over and he goes, "There's a plane overhead." Gotta love Jax. Just fucking nothing ever gets by this motherfucker.
He's here to fuck with everyone.
Allie goes, "Well, I grew up near an airport, so I'm used to it, but he doesn't like it." I was like, "Where'd you grow up?"
Yeah, what airport?
Nashville International.
Jax and James are hosting a brunch at Sir.
So random, but I crave.
You crave a Sir brunch co-hosting?
No, I just love seeing Jax back at Sir.
Me too. It's where he rightfully belongs.
And just knowing the chaotic trajectory of his and James's friendship, frenemyship, it's just perfect because they really are each other's. He's Jax's Dorian Gray.
True. And I wonder what the business model of, like, hosting a brunch at Sir is. Because they must take a cut of, like, the bar.
Remember Billy Lee's brunch?
Brunch with Billy Lee. If you go to Sir at brunch, you're summoning a demon. You have emotional problems, and you should take it up with God.
Mm-hmm. They are all, it's like demononics.
It's Demonica. Ground zero for, like, summoning the undead.
There are, like, books of summoning demons. And these people, if you actually look through it, in the etchings from the engravings from, like, the 13th century, it's actually all the faces of the Vanderpump Rules cast.
Including Billy Lee. You go to a page and it's, like, Logan. Old gates. But really, they're the gates of Sir.
It's, like, Logan. Old Sinister Logan.
Mm-hmm.
He's always in the mix.
He's always lurking in the background.
I guess he's a really good friend of this cast.
A good, silent friend.
He scares the shit out of me.
Why?
He's just sinister. I watched.
He's ready to kiss and tell.
No, he's just like his whole dynamic with Rachel, Raquel, James was freaky. It was very Mr. Ripley.
He was really mad. Yeah, that was.
She was Marge.
She was Marge. That was our modern day Ripley.
Mm-hmm. So James and Jax are sort of hashing things out, excited for the beats, for the brunch, for the endless booze.
For the big old brunch. And Jax is like, Katie's been posting a lot of things. She found a picture online. And he goes, what, she can't fuck any more of her ex's friend? She's so unhappy, she's got to come for me. And I was like, T.
Damn.
Drag her.
Allie is like, okay, I'm going to go inside and stick my head in an oven for exactly 45 seconds.
Don't you have a reading now? Yeah. Get out of here.
Get out of here, bitch.
Beat it, bitch. And she's like, great, I'm going to hang myself.
She goes in and
see you later. Like, I'm going to let Hippie eat my face off.
God. Hippie is like becoming a real problem in this relationship.
I know.
For the reasons you think.
Jax is prepping to talk to Lisa, and he's trying to think of like what he can say to her.
James is like, I think it was the disrespect you displayed towards her. Because Jax was like, he said Lisa's like useless. She's obsolete. She's a prop to just sit next to Andy. Like she's like an old figurehead now.
Where's the lie?
Nana is very upset. Because
Nana's confused, but ultimately upset and suspicious, but ultimately allowing things to happen.
She goes, who is this man again?
Who's that? So James suggests that like Jax bring her flowers. He goes, bring her fresh flowers. Have you saw that, mate?
James knows all about like
fresh flowers for Nana.
Just like bending at the knee and falling to his knees to seek forgiveness from her.
Kissing
like
the ring.
Always was going to her and crying.
Mm-hmm. Brittany heads over to Sheena's Marina Del Rey abode.
I really think Brittany's a good person.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Do you? Jury's out?
I think she is, but and again, I'm like, when I see her with Jax, I'm like, you're better than this.
No, I do too.
You can do this alone.
I think I just mean like on like moving past the rubble of like her life. There's a good person in there who's like loyal to her friends.
Yeah, I see that.
But I don't like that she's an apologist.
No, that's the thing that I really bump on. It freaks me out too. I don't like. I'm not someone who, if someone's wrong in my life, like, I'm not gonna, like, ride for them publicly and, like, publicly defend them.
No.
I'll say nothing. Like, I'm not gonna drag them, but I won't be, like, taking up for them.
Oh, he didn't mean it.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, come on. He would never want you to be upset.
No, he didn't mean pull your pants down. Come
he
on.
He didn't mean to pull the pants.
Oh, come on.
Oh, he didn't mean to pull the pants down.
He feels
down.
Bad. Like, you're never going to catch me doing that on
no.
someone's behalf.
But I think when
I'm
she's
be
not
like,
with...
He's a fucking idiot, and he did mean it. Sorry. I'm divorcing him.
But when Jax is not with her, she unleashes on him. It's like in the moment.
She has a lot of rage against him, and I think feels incredibly betrayed that things have gotten to where they are between them. And that's sad.
And not even a date night can solve
it. Not even a date night. Why don't you give me a date? Just one date night.
Wait, we'll talk.
We'll get there.
So she comes over to Shishu's, and they have a real bond because they both were pregnant and gave birth around the same time. Their kids are friends. She goes,
I've known Brittany for exactly one day shorter than Jax. So I feel like I know her so well at this point.
She's my ride or die.
She's my ride or die.
And we can really get along right now because we're both hating our men. And like, Sheena says that she and Brock are at each other's throats. I like weirdly believe in Sheena and Brock. Like I ride for them.
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna make it.
No. No.
I think Sheena has so much. Why?
Why? Why would you say such a thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I think there's a dynamic that we don't see that sort of leaks through the crack a little.
Like abusive?
Not abusive, just like a toxic thing between them. I just get that vibe. I think he loves his daughter and he like loves Sheena a lot. I do believe in their love, but I just feel like something's there's going to have to be a real shift in whatever's going on with them, because in order for them to make it.
The reason I think that they are going to make it is because that...
Because I do date nights!
Because they do date nights all the time! Because they are not necessarily trying to hide what is going on between them. And I think it's like, I think it's pretty normal to like fight when you have a newborn kid.
That's true.
And young kids, like... Truly, again, this is making me so glad that I don't have kids. It's very life-affirming, because I think that it does throw, like, it can throw, like, such a wrench into the relationship, and it's normal to have, like, conflict and have to, like, readjust and, like, work through your life to make space for this, like, new element.
Basically, I just really identify with slash empathize with Sheena's obsessive compulsive, like, thinking.
See, and I identify with Brock being like, can we just like get some help, get a nanny, and
no, I think I
get
think,
over it a little bit.
No, I'm like, I think Sheena needs to really work. Like, she needs to like have some radical.
She needs to read Stassi's book. You can't have it
you
all.
Can't have it all. And I'm not blaming Sheena's like mental illness, obviously.
No, but, I don't think. I don't think you are.
But I think she needs to like really figure this shit out, because and like. Hopefully she's getting really good therapy, and it's, I can't even imagine what that's like, especially as like a parent, a mother.
No.
But she's, Sheena, you know, and rewatching it, you really see Sheena always wanted everything to be perfect, perfect, perfect. And I think it's just like, I'm glad that she's sort of, I think the scandal of it all really, and like going, having a kid and going through this relationship with Brock really has shown that she's like accepting that things aren't perfect, and it's made her more honest and like radical in that way. But I just want them, I want them to work, but I think they need a lot of work.
Yeah. I hope that they're getting it. And I root for them.
I love Summer Moon, her little cast.
She's so cute.
Brittany goes, oh, she goes, what happened to your cape? What happened to your arm, Summer Moon?
How's your arm doing, girl?
And she goes, it hurts.
She goes, I want a new x-ray.
She goes, you got an x-ray? I need to get my head scanned because of my man.
Sheena and Brittany are feminist icons.
They are.
They're radical feminist icons. They even should... if they don't think that and they don't believe that. And Sheena did at one point say, I am so not a feminist. But that is something a true feminist icon would say.
She's a guy's girl.
They're the breadwinners. They're girl bosses. They're bringing home the fucking bacon.
Yeah,
and they're doing it all.
Sisters are doing it for themselves. She said that Brittany was like, yeah, I was making a way more money than Jax for a lot of like the pandemic. And he was pissed. So I'm like, of course he was.
Yeah.
He wants her to sit at home and have big tits.
Yeah, I think it's hard when like for some guys when the financial dynamic shifts. Sheena said she took Zoloft for a month and then quit because it made her too tired. And I was like, girl, same. I hope she just finds another. I'm like,
do
looking at like an SNRI.
Do Lexapro.
No, do SNRI.
What's
do
that?
Like when that's what I'm on. You don't have any side effects.
What is that?
Prestique. It's like a something. It's like just a different. It's like more newfangled.
Prestique something or other.
It's Prestique. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have side effects, but good luck to you if you ever try and get off of it.
Well, just stay on
forever.
It. Bring it to the grave.
Yeah.
Bring it to the grave, girlfriend.
She's crippled by OCD, intrusive thoughts that have ended up with her fantasizing about Brock cheating on her with Lala.
Sheena, as we say almost every episode, like she was blown apart by Scandoval. It's shattered her fucking world, and it's rocked her foundation, where she now believes Lala, who's become one of her best friends,
could potentially fuck Brock.
Which... we know Lala would never do.
No.
But she's now convinced because of Raquel.
But the thing is, Sheena has to get out of this mindset, because I truly believe the more you fixate on something like that, you're essentially willing it to happen.
Intrusive thoughts are just thoughts, but...
I know, but your thoughts can control you, and they shouldn't. You should let them go, and they are truly just like, no thought is a bad thought. And you just need to, like, let it come and let it go. And you are not your thoughts.
I practice sometimes when I get... which I don't really... I haven't had intrusive thoughts, like, in a long time. But, like, when I've had, like, bad attacks of it, I just say it out loud.
mm-hmm.
and say, like, I recognize that these thoughts in theory could happen, but they're not going to because that's not who I am. I say that and it actually helps.
Yeah.
You just have to
speak it.
You go with it and you just lean into it and be like, this is it.
It's like a ghost. If you tell it, it's like not welcome. It has to leave. So you have to do the same with your intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to fucking run the show.
They haunt you.
Tom and Katie go to lunch at Mel's. I said, Katie, my God, girl, we've come so far to end up at Mel's with Tom Schwartz.
Mel's of all places. We're at the one on Sunset.
I don't know.
She goes, I told Tom I would never be with him again. She goes, but here I am.
Here I am. What I'd really like is to be friends. Be good friends. Have lunch every once in a while at Mel's. I was like, this is so disempowering. Again.
She goes, what is with your hair? And he goes, do you like it? It's so good. Joe did it. And she goes, I don't like it that much.
It looks sad.
You look like a sad man.
I said, focus on sandwiches, girl.
Cut this bleached motherfucker out of your life.
You're never going to get what you want out of this person. You never have been able to, and you never will. It is not worth your time. And it honestly makes you look like a fool.
It's truly, your girl looks lovely, Hubble.
She looks desperate when she does this. It's a bad look. It's bad for the brand at this point.
Think of your sandwiches.
Think of the sandwich shop. Think of all the time and effort you have put into these sandwiches. You cannot blow it all up for this blonde-haired buffoon.
Think of all the girlies that are going to be coming into your sandwich shop and looking to you.
Think of, like, next episode where it looks like she wears just a tie. She's wearing an open shirt with a tie as a necklace.
Love.
You can serve that, but you can't, again, in the words of the great philosopher Stassi Schroeder, you can't have it all. You've got to get rid of this fucking loser.
And he goes, oh, how was your date with Tori? And she goes, it was so good.
Let's both text her now. See who she texts back first.
She texted Tom first.
Tori
texted Tom first by 3 minutes.
I know.
And Katie went, oh, she just saw you as at the top of the... You were just
she's going through one by one.
They're so sick for this.
I was like, do not do this to yourself.
They're sick. And I know this is like a ploy, and you know my theory that Tori is an FBI agent. So I'm like, I'm completely...
Tori's CIA.
I'm unconvinced. And I think this is all fake. But still, in the spirit of just going with the plot that's given to us, they're sick for this.
They're sick.
Stop. Get away from this. You both need to leave each other alone.
You gotta get out of there.
Ew, gross. Stop it. Get out of here. I would come in and just go, get out of here.
I would come in and I would go right up to Katie and go, excuse me, Katie. And she goes, what? And then I would slap her across the face, knock some things loose. And she'd go, oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
She goes, why am I at Mel's?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I do not advocate for like slapping women, but I think in this one.
Oh, you don't?
This one instance, I say it's actually okay to slap the shit out of Katie if you see her lunching at Mel's with Tom Schwartz.
I just think it's a sick game they're playing.
Honestly, I would go so far as to say if you walk into any establishment and see a woman dining with Tom Schwartz, you are allowed, it's legal, to slap the shit out of her. They need it. If you saw me in that situation, I give you 100% legal rights to slap the fucking shit out of me.
Me?
Anyone.
I go up to you and go, girl, what are you doing?
You go, hey, girl. And I go, what? And you slap the ever-loving fuck out of me. A slap that is so loud, it resounds and bounces off the restaurant walls. I'm sorry, but at this point, like, the women need the slap more than he does.
Tom goes, he goes, whoa.
This is a part of what can also, once Katie gets done, like, trailing him with her motorcycle gang of lesbians... What will haunt him for the rest of his days is knowing that anytime he goes out with a woman, another woman or gay will come along and slap the shit out of the woman that he's at the restaurant with.
He's been doing like little like photo dumps on Instagram a lot.
What are they at? What's up with the photo dumps? Like Did he go to Coachella?
Yeah, but just like his goofy life. Hanging with Seth Rogen.
He's hanging with Rogues.
I think Rogen was at Schwartz and Sandy's.
Wow.
Which I love, kind of.
I know, you support that hellhole of a restaurant.
Well, I just love Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
But he's been doing a lot of dumps. Him in his car, driving barefoot in his car.
When a 40-year-old man is doing photo dumps.
40, honey. 40. He's like 47.
It's time to slap. It's time to slap. That's a one time it's okay to slap a woman. if she's on a date, not in a business sense. I mean, in a business sense, you have to shake and be like, are you sure about this? But in on a date, in any sort of romantic, emotional, attached sense, it's 100% okay to slap. Ask any feminist.
I would just go up to her and go.
That's only for business.
And then a legal person, a lawyer would be like, legally, you're allowed. And I go, oh, no.
If you see them, call your lawyer first. Definitely call your lawyer and be like, hey, is it? I'm just wondering. I heard on this like podcast that it is okay to slap a woman if she's on. And they go, no. They go, no. Let me finish. It's okay to slap a woman in the face if she's on a date. And they go, Tom Schwartz. Oh, yeah. That bill was just passed by Joe Biden.
I know. After Joe Biden passed his banned TikTok bill today.
Yeah.
Which doesn't
actually ban it yet. It still has 12 months to sell.
So I'm holding on.
12 months. I don't think we're going to get
I'm on the brim.
I mean, you want Civil War fucking ban TikTok.
I'm on the brim. I can't go without my TikTok. I like to scroll.
I love TikTok.
Where are the girls? Where are my girls
who love TikTok? girl. But after Joe Biden gets done with that, and after he signs the bill allowing teachers to be armed, then he goes into the women slapping bill, and that's the bill that allows a woman on a date with Tom Schwartz to be slapped in the face.
Can I just say that that arming teachers bill was a full plot on Heather's, like,
yeah,
years before. Like, this was a joke back then, and people were mad about that when we did it.
Well, little
it's
did
now
they know.
Reality.
It's reality. From your mouth to God's ears to Joe's pen, the teachers, they're armed and ready.
Where are we?
Should I become That's a teacher crazy. Just so I can get a tiny gun and wave it around the classroom?
Where is it? Anywhere?
I would literally, if kids didn't listen to me, just get a gun out and start waving it around.
Wait,
you
so
can.
It's just going to be anywhere?
Oh, I didn't realize that in half the states in America allow teachers to be armed. I didn't realize.
States are all... That's a state right if I ever heard one. Oof. I go like this. I go...
But yeah, the slapping a woman bill is next on the table. Honestly, call your local congressman and call your lawmakers now to make sure that the right to slap a woman on a date with Tom Schwartz bill gets passed quickly and efficiently.
We'll solve this problem once and for all.
You can make a huge difference in a woman's life by allowing them to get the ever-loving shit slapped out of them go on a date with Tom Schwartz.
Call your local congressperson now to find out more.
Call a state senator and say, I'm a U.S. citizen, demand the right to slap a woman in the face if I ever see her on a date with Tom Schwartz.
This thing will like galvanize the vote.
Watch in 10 years this actually does become a reality.
He's just so, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP. Anyways, Katie goes, "You said you had to get a hair glow up? Because I had a hair glow up." And he goes, "You did?" And I was like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you for
fuck
that.
Fuck you for that. Fuck because for she that. Looks amazing.
You're a fucking
you're
piece
an asshole.
Of shit for that.
She looks hot and you know
she
it. She looks incredible.
Truly never looked better in her goddamn life. And you're going to sit here and say that shit? Go fuck yourself.
You buttery sack of shit. Fuck you. And your dirty feet.
Yeah. You're sick.
You're sick for that.
You know what I knew?
Take your flip-flops off. You're not funny. You're not cute. It's not... What do they say in The Social Network? Your fuck you sandals or whatever. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off.
Fuck you. Take off the fucking sandals and wear shoes like an adult, you lame ass.
Yeah, you're the whore.
You're a whore.
When a fly landed on Katie's shoulder in this scene, Beelzebub. I gasped. I literally gasped and I said, no. I said, it's a demon. I said, girl, get out of there. That it was truly demonic. A fly went like, and crawled around her shoulder and I said, no.
That was Beelzebub.
It was.
That's like, remember when Mike Pence had a fly on his face during the debates? That was like, that when that happens to you, you are being Beelzebubbed.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Flies has come upon you.
Flies are a mark of the devil himself.
Schwartz is a harbinger of the Lord of the Flies.
He will literally call, he will cause your ultimate destruction and cause the diamond to rise up from below and to manifest itself as a fly on your shoulder.
You know what? I bet he saw the fly and didn't say anything.
Course he didn't.
Liar.
Sheena and Brock go for date night.
They got a date night for their second anniversary.
What is this fucking clown restaurant that they're at?
I don't know.
I don't want any part of it. I don't want you to pull out a boombox on the street. I don't. If you do that to me at a restaurant, I'm like, please don't. I don't want you to light a sparkler on a martini monkey. They I don't want looked, a lollipop in my drink.
They both looked really bummed at the sparkler.
Yeah.
Even Sheena
was trying to like Because they're probably getting this dinner for free.
No, I know, but they seem, the sparkler was like, to me, equaled the sound of like your fajitas coming in Chili's, and it's echoing, and you know it's coming for you, and everyone's going to know that you're about to eat fajitas. That's what the sparkler was, where it's like, damn.
There's something about fajitas that I was always like, I never would order them growing up, but I would go to many a restaurant where they would be ordered, but me with a fajita is truly this.
A fajita.
I would go like this.
I'd be like at Chili's.
And watch them go to the table where they would land and then just like behold. They were something to behold. My family was just never a fajita. We were not a fajita family.
I'd be at Chili's in college because it was the one thing you could do in the goddamn town. And I'd be sitting there with my marg and all of a sudden I'd hear... And everyone would be looking, and she'd come over with the hot black skillet and set it down on my table. Steam exfoliating my face.
You would get a facial.
Shame. And someone, and then someone with a bell came over and went, shame, shame, shame. And everyone in the restaurant went, shame, shame, shame.
What is it about fajitas?
I like fajitas.
Don't
get me
wrong. I don't find them to be very fascinating. Aside from just like the... performance of getting the sizzling plate.
I just don't like, and maybe this is
I'm underwhelmed by them, quite frankly.
I love a fajita. Like my mom would make them, like I'm all about fajitas, but I don't like the, and this is probably my own self-consciousness with food because of my own issues, but I'm like, I don't want anyone to know I'm eating in this restaurant.
I didn't come here to eat.
I didn't come here for people to know that I eat. That's called honesty.
That's called
radical honesty. All of us.
Sheena goes, I saw you getting dressed and noticed that juicy booty. I did bring some toys to the hotel room. And I was like, she's going to peg him tonight. She's going to milk that prostate for all it's worth. She took notes from Dodie.
He has like a pansexual vibe.
Yeah, I think he's definitely like...
DTF. Not...
I think he let a guy suck his dick.
I think he has. I mean, he was like a swinger. Right? In San Diego?
He wears like a pointy toe patent leather heeled boot in the Vanderbilt Rules after show. And I was like, this is right up my alley.
He's like, he wears like character heels.
He does. He wears like the kind of heels Beyonce wears on stage. He goes, I'm a single lady. I'm a single lady. He goes, now put your hands up. I would love to see Brock do a single ladies video.
He'd kill it.
He'd fucking slay. I would actually love to see him in those boots and fishnets. Oof, that would really do it for me. I love a man, like a straight man in fishnets and heels.
That's another bill that's being passed by Biden.
Is it
every year?
Every chunky kind of hot straight man who's like incredibly straight has to put on heels and fishnets
for one day of the year
and take photos and email them to me. Sorry, it's the law.
under her eye.
You go in nomine patri et filio et spiritus sancti. You must email Lars Marie.
Blessed be the fucking fruit.
Put those fucking heels on and put a pair of fishnets on, and you better walk around.
You better work.
You better work, girl. And you take a picture, and then you have to email.
It's a literal bill passed in Congress. Nancy Pelosi's fighting for the bill.
She goes, We've done it again. Everyone will email Lars Marie their fishnet photos.
you go once around the park.
I go, walk to that wall and back.
The first thing I noticed was your juicy booty.
She goes, and I did bring toys to the hotel room. And he got like uncomfortable by that. That's when I knew that she was pegging him.
Yeah.
She was going to get in that ass tonight. She's going to go like this. What if the toy she brought is literally one of those fuck machines?
They're so funny to me.
She's gonna drill.
They're hilarious. I've seen videos where like a guy, like a solo video where a guy's just like on his back getting fucked by like a dick, and it's just and you just hear the sound, and it's so, and like, it's hot, but I'm also, I'm literally like laughing watching it because it's so,
it's out of control.
It's so ridiculous. It's like, it's like that movie Delicatessen. It's just like this farce. It's like, what is this farce?
I know. That's what Sheena brought in. Like a 45-pound fuck machine. That's what Brock knows she means. That there's a full-blown fuck machine set up in the hotel room.
He goes, oh! He knows it's coming.
Anyways, oh, let's talk about something else.
Wait, also, he grew up on a ranch.
I know. He thought he was going to be a farmer.
That picture of him when he was like 20-year-old.
So cute. Oh, and then damn. So hot. Oh my god. Put those fucking fishnets.
He seems like a guy that would wear, I could see, I can like, I could imagine see him in wearing a heels wearing fishnets.
I know. Sheena's lucky.
She is.
I ride on this for them. I go, girl, don't break up with him. Think of the fishnets.
She's like, I'm really going through something. You're like, have you, Brittany, what if really, Brittany went?
I want him to like run, like the video that you posted running in heels and socks down the hotel hall, but I needed a Brock and a pair of heels and fishnets running away in
that
fear.
That was the most unflattering video I've ever done with full jeans, but it was kind of cunt.
No, it was really cunt, but I need Brock doing Brock. That.
What if Brittany was like, when she was talking to Sheena about her, like, problems, she goes, have you tried the fishnets? Have you worn fishnets yet? Jax loves the fishnets. I put Jax in fishnets and I walk them around.
Jax in fishnets?
He's done it.
Is there a genre of porn that's just straight men in fishnets and heels running away from the camera kind of scared?
Probably.
If not, I'm ready to start that website.
You become like...
I'm fucking Bang Bros, you like, but for...
Become like the Miss Pam or whatever, that like female producer of gay porn.
Yeah, and it's not like I don't even need.
You need just like a man
I
running
in fear.
I don't
even need like the sex part, but I need a man running in fear down a hallway, but in heels and fishnets.
I think a lot of people would be into that.
Right?
Do it.
Okay, weigh in.
Do like a casting call.
I'm going to.
For straight men that want to do.
I think that they would be game.
I think a lot in
we
LA.
Can monetize,
in LA,
we'll monetize immediately.
Honey, in LA?
In LA. Sheena goes, so I can't vlog tonight because I can't be on my phone. And he goes, we can just be here in the moment.
She goes, but I want to vlog.
I want to vlog.
Also, remembering when she would have like a lot of first dates with people and like Snapchat and Instagram, like live the date. She's unbelievable. She's out of control.
She's such a powerful entity.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about their kids and Brock cries.
Sheena's
she's like, can't you just be like a house husband? Can't you just wear the heels?
She goes, what about the fishnets? He goes, I'm not ready for the fishnets, doll.
I said, this is men's future. Deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like, straight men in particular are getting hired less. Women are outperforming them in the workplace. Women are making more money than them. I'm like, it's fine to have the roles swap. Like, you should be happy to just like, not saying like he needs to be home all the time. I definitely think that they should prioritize like good childcare and like make time for date night. But like, this is a future. It's like men need to just be the homemakers.
But that they're not
they
gonna
would be, they would
not,
excel at that.
But they're it's gonna take so long for them to fully be okay with that.
I know, but it's like it's they grim. Just need to be. We need teachers, nurses, and stay-at-home dads. And those roles are worthwhile.
They're arguably
and
like...
they will give you purpose in life. And you might feel like a little bitch doing them. But if you really want to feel like even more of a bitch, call me and I'll put you in a pair of fishnets.
Not even fishnets. Fishnets.
This is my response to alpha male boot camp. It's fishnet.
Out by the barracks.
It's just in a hallway of a hotel. And I go line up and then I make men run up and down and just go, oh, and I go, not scared enough. And then they
terror.
Run. Terror, you're afraid. No noise, no screaming, just
silent
fear, looking over the shoulder. I go, Carrie, get in there and show him what I'm talking about.
I'm like the Miss J showing the girls how to do the walk. I'm showing the straight men how to do run in heels.
Yes, and at the end of the day, we have an elimination.
You go, look how effortless it is with this.
I go, watch. It's subtle. Really, it's subtle. Watch the nuances of Carrie. Okay, Carrie, go. At the end of the day, at the end of the boot camp, at the end of fishnet and heels camp, we consult, and then we have an elimination ceremony.
Number four and number eight.
Tony and Mango are on either side.
We go number four and eight. I'm sorry, but this is where your journey ends. You get to keep the fish.
I go, keep those. Email me a pic.
Okay, let's get back to it.
Tom Schwartz picks up Sandoval. I said, these are two terrorists on the loose. This is terrorism.
That really darked me out seeing them together.
This is terrorism on American soil. Two 40-year-old men driving around in a convertible in tank tops.
What were they listening to?
Who even knows?
Also, Schwartz fucking hates Sandoval.
Yeah.
You really feel it in this I felt it in the car. Mm-hmm. He does not like this man.
I said, run for your fucking life if you see these two hurtling towards you.
Where even were they? Pasadena?
I just am like, I've seen so many of these types of men around. They're always around. There's always like a 40-year-old in a convertible somewhere.
Going.
Yeah, just fucking jamming with his friend.
How much fucking money do these guys have?
I don't know.
Schwartz has a lot of money.
It's time to put the fishnets on.
Right?
I don't know. How much money do they sink into that hellhole of a restaurant?
Well, he's saying he can't afford to live with Sandoval.
Well, I mean...
But I'm like, I don't believe that. You just don't want to live with him, which
I think
I wouldn't.
Both, maybe. Both.
He's going to get a tattoo of his...
He's having a full midlife reckoning. This isn't a crisis. It's like the devil's reckoning.
Yeah. He's being overtaken by Beelzebub, and he is getting a tattoo on his shoulder of his dogs.
Which, to be fair, it was a really cute tattoo.
Yeah. His dogs are really cute, especially Gordo.
I love Gordo. I've met Gordo and seen him in the flesh and can attest to the fact that he is one of the cutest dogs of all time.
Is he sweet?
He's really sweet.
Well, that shows you that...
Not everything is cursed.
Yeah, and that they have some... If a dog is good, it means their owners are...
I don't know about that.
I think it's a reflection in a lot of ways. Some dogs are just bad to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's nurture, too.
Well, he was a rescue, so he was good before he met them.
He was grateful.
Kyle Chan has invited everyone to San Francisco for his whiskey launch.
I was like, oh my God, what if they go to the Kink Palace? You know, the Kink Castle?
Yes.
The fortress?
That it kind of looks like that's where they are in the finale.
Is this the second to last episode, or is...
The penultimate? I don't know. I pray.
So Kyle Chan, mystery...
Is Kyle Chan very rich?
I think he does well. He's rich.
I go, he's very rich, no? In my notes.
He is.
He's incredibly wealthy. He's a billionaire?
He has $50 billion. What if he's an arms dealer or something?
Kyle Chan is high key... Very, very rich.
He's having a soiree in San Fran, and everyone's going
for a big old new whiskey.
And it's on an island in the I'm like, Alcatraz? Like, what the fuck?
Sheena's performing Good as Gold at the big event, and it flashes back to him asking her, and she goes, "How could I say no?" And I was like, this is finally the moment that Shishu needed.
Yeah. But everyone's going, including Ariana and her man.
Yeah.
And Tom Sandoval's like, yeah, it's so cool. Kyle Chan's having me and Ariana sit together. And Schwartz goes, no, don't joke with me like that. And then Sandoval falls off his chair. I'm like, you're rotten.
You're a big old loser.
You're a loser.
You both are. James and Allie go to Face Gym. We love to see it. James goes, it's important to keep the jawline tight.
And they do.
They do. And then Allie reveals that she really wants to go to a wedding. She wants James to go with her to a big wedding
in Ohio,
and he won't go because no one will watch Cujo.
So Hippie/Graham is causing a rift between them because Allie doesn't trust Graham to not kill her kitties in the night, so she sleeps in another room with protecting the cats,
and she wants to sleep with the cats.
And James wants to sleep with Graham, so they're sleeping separately.
I don't accept that.
No. If a dog is... You gotta... I'm sorry. no matter how much you love it, if a dog is somehow coming between you, you have to
make a decision. Crate it. Yeah, where's the fucking crate?
Put him in a crate. Like, that dog needs to be locked the fuck up at night. I'm sorry.
He does.
That's a dangerous dog.
Also, like, I have a problem when people are like, oh, I can't, like, live my life because my dog has so much anxiety. Like, I just have to be, like, cater to this creature. It's like, no, it's a dog. You're a human. Like, crate it. Take it to fucking training. Like, figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So, James, it feels like it's an excuse to not... James wants to, like, watch gay porn and, like, jerk off in bed.
Ollie, why don't you sleep in there? Keep the kitty safe. I'll take Hippie in here, mate.
I don't like it at all. I don't get what the real problem is. I'm also like, you really love this dog that much. You, like, didn't care about it. It got taken away from you.
He's and, committing like, to the bit.
He's a little too committed to the bit. Ariana is just, like, working out, walking the treadmill, FaceTiming her new man.
He's going to come to SF, and then hottie Craig walks in, and Ariana's like, hello. And he's like, how long are you going to be in here? And she's like, 10 more minutes. And he goes, okay, because he wanted to get a workout in before the end of the day. And she goes, okay.
Ariana's, like, surprisingly, like, chill with Craig, and I think that's because Craig, whenever he rears his face, everyone's response is, rail me.
Yeah.
He's now referred to as Rail Me Craig.
Where's Anne?
I don't know. Happy to see... Farewell.
Anne had, like, nervous energy. And
no,
I
can't take that, like, stressful, nervous energy.
I think Ariana was reacting to that. Craig is just, like, smooth. He went cha-cha real smooth.
Mm-hmm. He Roombas in. He has really good hip, like, separation.
He was wearing overalls.
I, like, don't even care. Like, all I see is just, like, I'm just, like...
Someone on the Patreon called me out for thinking he was hot. I was like...
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I think they called you out for thinking that Patrick was hot.
I stand in my truth. You really... Off no, with my head.
No respect. No,
no respect. No empathy.
The indentured servants of Vanderpump Rules are forced to gather once again on a sir patio and be force-fed gruel.
Yeah, this I kind of fugue during this. Jax comes, he arrives at the brunch.
Schwartz reveals his tat to Shishu, and it actually is very cute. Lisa is dining with Guillermo. She's been wheeled out of the nursing home for a scene with Guillermo, and she goes... Why are we hosting a brunch with Jax Taylor again?
He goes, it's doing well. We, like, got a lot of covers.
Like, tripled our, like...
He goes, we know how much she's slandered me in the press.
And it cuts to James and Jax, like, flashing back over their years of turmoil. And there's one moment where James goes, don't cross me in front of Lisa! It was, like... peak gay energy.
Yeah. Nothing is.
Don't cross me in front of Lisa. Lisa not knowing why something is happening in her own restaurant. Why is this? They're like, we told you Jax is coming today. He's going to DJ with Tom.
Yeah.
He's going to DJ with.
She goes.
James.
Yax.
Jax.
Have you ever been to Mongolia? To Ulaanbaatar, the yaks there.
I once went on a big game hunting trip in South Africa. Okay, Nana.
Okay.
Jax went on a podcast and called Lisa superfluous flop.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why did you say that?
She goes, you said I was superfluous. He goes, that's not even in my vocabulary. And she goes, Jax, you literally said it, Jax. You literally said it.
Again, this is very sad for LVP because the truth is she is superfluous. She's an unnecessary element of the show. This show needs Jax more than it needs her. She brings the vibe down. And
she's really been removed.
Thank God.
It was like she was in every episode so heavily featured. They all like catered to her. They all treated her like, you know, the Pope. Now I think none of them have respect for her anymore.
Why would you? She exploited them for her own financial gain. And then they're also trapped in this, like, fishbowl of hell.
Yeah, at one point Gina goes, there's paparazzi outside.
It's amazing.
When did that ever happen before?
I would also lose respect for Lisa if I was forced to go to Sur and eat food like 3 times a year.
I don't think Ariana likes Lisa.
Why would she?
I think it feels like pretty, like
she's done.
Yeah.
Jack spills about Schwartz saying he wants to move in with Sandoval, which I think is just like fake.
Yeah, it's a plot line.
And everyone decides that they're going to descend on Jet Fuel House for the after party.
Who says this? Was it Sheena? She goes, I had to call my husband.
Was it her?
Someone was like, I had to call my husband and ask if it's okay if I go. Someone said that.
I thought it was Lala, jokingly.
Jax
is more excited than ever before to get to someone's house. You can just see his eyes light up at the prospect of binge drinking and maybe doing some blow.
Yeah. If you're going to James's house, that seems like it's
I think
there's like a fresh line, like
hanging with this crew.
Yeah.
Everyone gathers at the house and is sitting on the couch in the entryway, and Katie goes, well, I had lunch with Allie, and she said hippies is holding James hostage, and James won't go to the wedding. And I was like, why are you taking up the fight?
Wait, is this like the new Switzerland, this house? Is this like the neutral house that everyone goes to now?
I think so.
Because it was before Tom and Ariana, and now it's this house?
Well, where else are they going to go?
Yeah.
Tom Schwartz's apartment?
Literally the entire time they're talking,
production must just be like, God damn it. Sound guys are just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. But we just have no choice but to incorporate it. It's literally the fifth, it's like the fifth girl in Sex and the City.
It is.
The Southwest.
The third mic.
Yeah.
So then James comes in and Katie confronts him about Hippie and the doggy daycare of it all. And then James starts weeping uncontrollably.
He has a lot of emotional issues.
He's maybe in a year. He's like, he's really like gay for this dog.
Well, I'm just like,
what's the truth?
Did Rogue lie?
I don't think so. I think maybe James is still buying that narrative because maybe that's what Lisa told him.
And he's like,
and he hasn't spoken to Rogue, so he feels guilty. But then he also, according to Rogue, didn't he like kick the dog?
He would playfully, in his eyes, push the dog off the couch when he was little, and Graham got really upset because that's so mean.
They call them fur babies, and no one takes that seriously. And you want to get a nanny for your kids, and we're soulmates, Graham and I would never be apart again. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
This is what happens when you are on a reality show for too long, you start dating a dog.
Your dog becomes the ruler of your life. The king. I kind of relate
because Mango rules my life.
Graham on the throne.
But I'm not like.
But you're not like whipped by Mango.
No, and I do live my life.
You reel it in.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, we have to go get him, and then you think,
yeah,
we don't. He's okay by himself.
But I've also never like abandoned my dog and like kicked him off a couch.
No.
So I don't know if James must just feel like. Maybe it's the first thing James has ever been, like, truly loving towards.
I don't know. I think he still is kind of in love with Raquel.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think this dog is, like, a stand-in for Raquel.
And they kept bringing up Harry, his brother.
Because his brother was going to come babysit the dog.
He's like, I can't let Harry do that. He doesn't know what he's doing.
And they can't board him anywhere because he's a biter. He'll literally, like, attack everyone.
He'll maul a dog.
This dog needs to go live on a farm. There, I said it. Jax goes, I'm fucking ready. I'm ready to drink. I'm ready to fucking drink.
Love that he's on the valley. He's chasing Brittany around the house, telling her to act like a woman.
And now he's like,
he's getting GERD.
Katie, boys lie, Maloney. Go at it. Her outfit, I'm sorry, honey. You're not Olivia Rodrigo.
I know.
You're 40 years old.
She hates Jax.
I get it, but like, you're dressed inappropriately.
Yeah.
She's wearing like Mary Janes and ankle socks. I understand the feminine urge to dress like a 19-year-old.
She goes, do you get deja vu when you're with her?
Do you get deja vu?
She's driving around listening.
I need her to just dress like an adult.
It's time to leave Coachella. All these people are trapped in Coachella.
It's a Coachella mindset. It's like limited to mindset. And you've just got like, I get it. I understand. It's really hard. It is hard to be a woman and get older and be like, I cannot dress like a teenager anymore. I fight that urge as well. But we must mature.
You must stand the test of time.
She's dressing like that lady on CSI.
Polly Perrette?
Yes.
Who blocked me on Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah. She's like that. Polly Perrette is a terrifying person.
Maloney goes, people are talking about you online. And Jax goes, people are fucking talking about you too. And she goes, good, let them.
She goes, let them talk.
I'm glad.
I'm glad they are. She goes, it seems that people are talking about you online. And I'm glad they are talking about me. I have nothing to hide.
No one likes you. I don't like you.
He's like, okay, I fucking hate you.
She really becomes like, she can't like fight him. She's not good at fighting him.
She goes, it seems that she goes, people are talking about you online. What do they have to say about that?
He goes, well, they're talking about fucking you too.
People are saying you're going to AMPM and getting coffee.
What's that about?
What's that about? I know you're not just getting it.
People say you're really caffeinated.
You're caffeinated all the time. She goes, I came to your house the other night. You didn't see me. I was outside the window and I looked in. You were inside with Cruz and Brittany. And I watched you.
You were watching
America's Funniest Home Videos.
You laughed. You laughed a lot.
You were watching Celebrity Password with Jimmy Fallon. You love that show. You were laughing.
You laughed so hard you farted.
I heard
it. Smelled bad. I could smell it. I smelled it from right outside.
She goes, I cracked the window and sniffed.
She goes, I fainted. Hours later, I came to in a hedge. I said, what happened? Where am I?
I actually fainted. There was another bird. There was a bird near me and it died. The bird died too. I blame you for the bird's death.
Schwartz and Ariana chat and have like a perfectly normal, level-headed chat. And Ariana's like, it seems that she's resigned to like getting the fuck out of this house and getting a buyout of some sort or like whatever happens.
She's had some like breakthrough and
she's made peace with the situation.
And he goes, I know we're good now. And she goes, yeah, we're fine.
He goes, you wouldn't hate me if I did move in. And she goes, no, I wouldn't hate you. She's like, Tom buying this house would mean he has to. My little Buddha can't lay on the mic.
The pug urge. Puglin?
Pugline urge.
Is that what they're called?
No, I made it up. The. Tom would have to refinance for 10%. That's crazy.
Just sell the fucking house and get out and just move into an apartment.
Yeah.
Idiot.
It's apartment life for you. It's a vertical blind life for you, doll.
He'll make some money on the house.
Mm-hmm. No, will he? Right? She'll make money.
Oh, right.
I don't know if he will. But Sando finally arrives. He comes over.
With Kyle Chan.
His only friend, Kyle Chan.
He goes, hey, guys.
His benefactor, Kyle Chan.
What's going on, everyone?
He comes over. He sees Hippie laying on the ground. He goes, pets him. He goes, if I ever talk to your mommy again, I'll tell her you said hi. I go,
I went like this. That shook me.
I was like, you're fucking crazy for that.
Graham also, was privy to this affair.
Scarred him. He was left scars deeper than we'll ever know.
He saw the galaxy lights.
To listen to Tom and Raquel talk for 5 hours and have sex just for a few minutes.
That's a lie. They did not talk for 5 hours. They were fucking for 5 hours and talking for a few. I'm sorry.
They were fucking and talking.
What
for
were
five
they talking
hours.
About?
I don't want to know.
Their affair?
Talking about life. Having mindless conversation.
Having Molly combos.
Mm-hmm.
And like giggling.
And like talking about like being on Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
Ad nauseum.
And like
talking about
the
cameras.
Fame, the lights, the fans,
And being it's like, people don't get it, you know? They just, like, want you to fail, you know? And she's like, yeah. And then they...
She goes, yeah, totally. I know what you mean by that. When I... And he goes, yeah, the fame is just so fucking hard. It gets down
hard,
to the...
man.
And she goes,
hard.
Yeah. The other day... And he goes, yeah, the fame, man. He just
does not let her speak.
She just says, yeah, every once in a while. And he talks for 5 hours.
This is so amazing to be here with you.
And then once he's done monologuing, he looks over and she's like lightly snoring. And then he pokes her and she goes, oh, what's up? And he goes, wanna fuck? And she goes, yeah. And then they fuck.
Sure,
Tom. And then Graham was like,
she put Graham in the other room.
Sure, let me put Graham in his cell. Let me turn on the electrical force field.
Activate the electrical
field. Activate
fence.
Electrical force field.
Now he won't hurt us.
Now let's fuck.
Sheena.
Sheena and Sandoval.
Brock yell about Summer Moon's bedtime. That's why I was like,
that's what I don't like about them. They need to loop. Like, that's inappropriate. I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, I don't like it when couples have that kind of vibe about, like, their lives.
It's exhibitionism. You guys want attention. This is your kink. When couples fight in front of their friends, they love it.
They can't help themselves.
So selfish.
I don't like it at all. It would make me really uncomfortable. I also just don't like people raising their voices at each other in public. Like, it really freaks me out. I love it on
TV.
I don't like... But I think that the fact that they are... That they will just, like, kind of butt heads and they're not ashamed about it.
Yeah.
That makes me just think that they are working through it.
Okay.
That's then, my delusion, anyways.
How did Sandoval get embroiled in this, by the way?
So Sheena comes over to Sandoval and Kyle Chan. She goes, I'm so excited for San Francisco. And she takes a big sip of her cocktail and she goes, did you hear my song? And he's like, yeah, I heard your song. And, you know, it's just like, you especially. It's like a lot from you. And then they start fighting about, like, her monetizing Scandoval.
Fuck you!
How dare you!
He goes, yes, I heard the song, and yes, I think it's trifling!
It's god-awful!
God-awful!
God-awful, a travesty, if you ask me!
He takes
his handbag.
His pashmina, and he goes,
I heard it. Yes, I've heard it. He puts the sunglasses on.
I
wish I hadn't.
He drives his car into a wall.
Why can't I have a little fun? Why can't I sing a song? And he's like,
I love that.
You can't sing a song.
Why can't I have a little fun? Mama needs a little fun too.
Yes, I monetized. Yes, I sang a song. But you made me fearful. Every day I'm haunted by the feelings that Brock might be sleeping with Lala. Who will he sleep with next? Because you did it. My friend did it. And Sheena goes into her whole, oh, because he also tells her, you're the most victimized by this whole thing.
And you're reactive.
And you're reactive, which is true. And then she goes, I'm haunted in ways you can't imagine. Lala and Brock. And then
it's saying this in earshot of Lala, who's like, what?
He's like, what the fuck?
I don't want your man.
And then
he goes, well, Sheena, you did this too. You were the other woman too. And she goes, oh, how rich.
She goes, now I have thoughts. I have thoughts all the time about Lala and Brock. And, like, what if they fuck? And you hear James. He goes, I do too.
I know.
It's like, what?
And Sandoval, she goes, and that's because of you. I'm like,
you
no, Sheena,
this.
That's not. You are giving him
your
way
OCD
too much power.
Girlfriend.
Again, you're disenfranchising yourself in this moment. You don't give him this power. It's not him. You are doing this to yourself. That's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's your brain. He did not, you did not get cheated on in this relationship. And he says that to her.
Yeah. And then she's like, I'm done with you. I'm going to go take care of my daughter. And then he does the classic Sandoval thing where
they
under his
away.
Breath, as you're walking away, he says like some fucking shitty thing. He goes, what? You were the other woman in a relationship for years.
And
then
everyone in the party went, and even
James goes,
And then she goes, oh no, fuck you, Tom. She goes, I was 20. It was 2006. I didn't know he was married. And I was like, that is such.
Sheena goes ape shit, as she should.
And Ariana, it was interesting. Ariana was like, I guess I should go like help Sheena.
And then sees Sandoval over there and is like, nope.
But then when she's like, I don't want her to leave like that. But I was like, she storms out Blair Witch style, like running in the woods. She's seeing red.
Tom. Well, it's just shitty. That's a shitty way to fight with people. Like, making little digs as they walk away after a conversation's over. It's like, no, I would fucking go crazy, too.
He's a little bitch. He's a pussy.
He really is.
You don't, if you're
going to
talk.
He's a take no responsibility ass bitch.
If you're going to talk shit, say it to their face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would have been better. Don't wait till they're almost walking away and they're like in front of her husband.
He did that to James too last year.
Yeah.
And what I liked was like Brock did ride for Sheena immediately. When Sandoval started talking to her, Brock got up and went and he was like, she was 20, mate. You were 40. Like,
and he got, you could see Sandoval got a little freaked out because Brock could fucking break him in half. And he's.
I want Brock to bring him over his head.
Me too. But that's, you don't do that in. To do that in front of someone's partner or spouse, especially if you're a guy doing it to a girl in front of her husband, I think that's just beyond disrespectful. No? Dare I say?
I just think fighting, like, with a dig on the walkaway is pussy-ass shit.
Sheena, but she's not pussy. She came right back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you!
Sheena's ready to fucking brawl.
Yeah, it's true. She was 20. He was old. He was, like, 42 when he did it. He's old as hell.
Yeah. She, when you're 20, you kind of like, you do know better, but you also get the pass of being 20.
Yeah, when you're in your early 20s, you're borderline
and
sociopathic.
And that was different than what you did.
Yeah.
So, like, let's not. So then everyone hugs and then it's over.
Yeah. It's a good episode.
It was a good episode. Is it the penultimate?
Might be.
It might be. How many episodes have there been?
Like 40.
I feel like we've never lived in a world where Vanderpump Rules season 11 has not been happening.
Yeah. Well, I was happy. It felt things
there's been 12 episodes so far. Do you think it's only a 13 episode long season?
I don't know. Let me look. I like this episode. It felt like kind of jacked up and old school, like trash.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. Lots of conflict, lots to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
There were more last season. There were 18 episodes last season.
Season 11 finale will likely air in June. Whoa.
When?
I don't have the exact, but I think we still have like another month of it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I ain't going to complain. Let's shout out the patrons.
Shout them out.
Alex Delisle.
Alex Delisle.
Pia from Australia.
Pia from Australia.
Makeup Fresh.
Makeup Fresh.
DJ Brew Brew.
DJ Brew Brew.
Rachel in Dublin.
Rachel in Dublin.
Sophie Elizabeth.
Sophie Elizabeth.
Emily Bond.
Emily Bond.
Gina Sapienza.
Gina Sapienza.
Sarah Elizabeth.
Sarah Elizabeth.
Lucy from London.
Lucy from London.
Brooke Johansson.
Brooke Johansson.
Rachel Knight.
Rachel Knight.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Danielle McMillan from Momsville.
From Momsville.
Bridget Wasowski.
Bridget Wasowski.
Lady Swamp Witch gives no fucks. Jessica Hernandez.
Jessica Hernandez.
Malzatov.
Malzatov.
Maddie.
Maddie.
Mike Earhart.
Mike Earhart.
Sharon Baum.
Sharon
Realtor.
Baum. Realtor.
Timothy Scheel.
Timothy Chalamet.
Summer Moon Honey
Summer
Davies.
Summer Moon Honey Davies.
Rogue Stanley.
Rogue Stanley.
Matthew Thomas.
Matthew Thomas.
Owsley Robinson from Los Angeles.
Wow.
Mariah Kay.
Mariah Kay.
Kathy of Inverness.
Kathy of Inverness.
Kit Moore.
Kit Moore.
Hillary from Chicago.
Hillary from Chicago.
Orlando.
Orlando.
Patron of the Farts.
Patron of the Farts.
David from Switzerland.
David from Switzerland.
Nick Sidiris.
Nick Sidiris.
Emily.
Emily.
Kim Lucas.
Kim Lucas.
Jenny Hogan.
Jenny Hogan.
RJ.
RJ and Jeffrey Pradama.
Pradama.
Inverness, that's where Loch Ness is.
Love that.
18 episode season. This season.
Good. That's what we need. That's what we crave. That's what we deserve. And until next time.
Bye.
Goodbye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more stuff and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.